Who rejects evolution anyway? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. Here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
There are lots of folks who would like you to believe that only ignorant, backward people reject evolution. But is that really the case? The fact of the matter is that the case for evolution is so weak that many scientists who cannot even be called friends of Christianity reject evolution on scientific grounds. Dr. Colin Paterson of the prestigious British Museum of Natural History shocked the scientific world in 1981. He told scientists at the famed American Museum of Natural History in New York that he had been examining anti-evolution ideas for about 18 months, and it finally struck him that although he had been working on evolution for 20 years, he could not find one fact about evolution that he really knew for sure. Dr. Paterson said that he had asked scientific colleagues at other institutions whether they knew anything about evolution to be actually true. And after a lot of silence at several meetings, one fellow scientist finally spoke up at one meeting and said, quote, "I do know one thing, it ought not to be taught in high school," unquote. Dr. Paterson concluded his talk at the American Museum of Natural History by saying that he finally, quote, "woke up and realized that all my life I had been duped into taking evolution as revealed truth in some way," unquote. You see, those who reject evolution are in a lot of good, educated company.
If you'd like to read more about creation science and biblical worldview issues, visit creationmoments.com for weekly blog posts, articles, and answers to frequently asked questions. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253.